And so it's here, the second Atlantis. And you know how Atlantis ended. And America was founded by Francis Bacon and others to be the new Atlantis. And so that's where we are. And the decision has been made. And you can see the arguments are there, especially the public doesn't say no to this. This is a test to go ahead and wipe out 90%+ of the population. And quite frankly, if the population doesn't care and doesn't get engaged, doesn't get involved, the population does deserve to die. The children don't, but definitely the adults and the slobs and the decadent people that think they're winning in this corrupt system and think this is all funny. Those people deserve to die. I'm not going to kill them. We shouldn't kill them. But I'm simply explaining that they're projecting their own loathing of themselves onto us, and they want us to die. And I'm simply telling them, don't worry, you're not going to have to wait long. You're going to be in a dystopia and die too. So go ahead and pretend like you're part of the power structure. You're not. But then there's the real Luciferians on top who actually believe Lucifer's God. They're bringing balance to the universe, and they're very sad about what they have to do. And this is all part of a greater plan. They're instruments of this incredible transformation that they call it, this transcendence that's happening. So they've already begun injecting people with the time-delayed kill switches. They're already spraying us with nanotech. They're already putting in all the food. It's the attack has begun. We are now being murdered. We knew that the Club of Rome in the 1960s, that was a public think tank spinoff of the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations, which is really British intelligence, that handed the baton of the Cecil Rhodes world government project to the British Empire that was public to the United States at the end of World War II. And this is all just mainline history books, Carol Quigley, others, head of Georgetown Political Science. Bill Clinton's mentor wrote a 1,100-page book, Tragedy and Hope, with all the footnotes where they admit all this. I mean, this is actually part of mainline U.S. history at any PhD level. This is just taken as a fact. So the United States became the British Empire after World War II, absorbed it, and the British Empire became the mini-me, and the United States became what it had tried to escape 200 years before. Now, the operating system of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha families, which is the oldest bloodline of European bloodlines in the world, in which all European bloodlines agree are their progenitors, going back to their founder, Vlad the Impaler. Count Dracula is the recognized head of the entire dynasty. And so this House of the Dragon that flies the dragon banner, the Dracul, rule the planet. Just like Revelation tells us, the dragon. And it's allied with the other dragon, the Chi-Coms. And its goal is feudalism, but with a high-tech overlay. And if you go back to the Aztecs or the ancient Chinese or the ancient Europeans or the ancient Africans, everybody behaved the same. You had cycles, and you would get cycles of society building up, developing technology, agrarian systems, developing towns and cities, and then the cults take over, the high priests take over. And they always use environmental reasons for the reason that they have to dominate and demand human sacrifices and control over the public. And the UN and others at the Club of Rome in the 1960s, early 1960s, said, we're going to bring back the superstition of the pagans, and we're going to teach people they're bad and teach them they're evil and teach them that they have to pay and teach them that old people have to die and babies have to be killed because there's too many people. so that we have a barbarous civilization that's the opposite of the Renaissance and Christianity, but one that is kill and be killed. And we believe this is the natural system of survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and so we're going to bring this back. And that's the real system we're transitioning to now. We hear about a transition. And it's got its arguments. Society, civilization does make people fat and lazy and decadent. Hell, I mean, none of us are perfect. It's true. It's very hard to not be decadent in this society because freedom produces so much damn wealth. So they've decided to get rid of that and replace it with the old authoritarian model of barbarism that has the exact same features. No matter what color you are or where your ancestors came from, humans act the same in these cycles over and over again. So just with the backdrop of that, they're bringing in neo-feudalistic paganism. We actually cover that in the film Endgame. We show the source documents in Endgame 2.0 that you can find somewhere online. It was a free report we put out that got censored. And we show the documents with Dr. Michael Kaufman before he died, where he went into the stacks at the UN and actually got the documents in the 60s with the Club of Rome meetings, where they said, we're going to promote homosexuality. We're going to promote humans being sexless. That's also in Brave New World, 1932. People say, how did he predict so much? Well, Huxley, before he died in 61, he wrote a book about it, Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction, said, no, this is an actual plan hatched by the British Empire model that was commissioned by Sir Francis Galton in 1855 with the Royal Commission. So we're living in a royal commission where the British Empire said, we want biometrics, we want things called computers, and we want to be able to learn the secrets of the human genome, and we want to be able to program humans to basically be manufactured in factories. And you're like, wait a minute, they didn't discover the DNA until the 40s. No, they didn't, folks. The double helix in the ancient Sumerian text, Babylonian and Egyptian and Greek, is two snakes intertwined. They actually, Galton invented biometrics, invented the idea of computers, and they had hidden knowledge going back that Plato didn't publish, but they held on to about advanced civilization that was here before. Now, whether that existed or not, they believed it did, and said, discover the building block, discover the double helix, which they went and looked and it was there. They knew. And they had maps of the world, and they knew all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They just kept the public dumb because they didn't want the public to understand it and know it. And then Christians, with the Gutenberg press and the printing press, began the Renaissance 550 years ago, and the New World Order has been playing catch-up and trying to suppress it ever since then. So we innately see movies with robots and spaceships, and it feels so familiar. It feels so yesterday because it's epigenetics, ladies and gentlemen, that this planet is not the first rodeo. And that's what they know. They don't laugh at this. They all know that. And so it's here, the second Atlantis. And you know how Atlantis ended. And America was founded by Francis Bacon and others to be the new Atlantis. And so that's where we are. And the decision has been made, and you can see the arguments are there, especially the public doesn't say no to this. This is a test to go ahead and wipe out 90%+ of the population. And quite frankly, if the population doesn't care and doesn't get engaged, doesn't get involved, the population does deserve to die. The children don't. But definitely the adults and the slobs and the decadent people that think they're winning in this corrupt system and think this is all funny, those people deserve to die. I'm not going to kill them. We shouldn't kill them. But I'm simply explaining that they're projecting their own loathing of themselves onto us, and they want us to die. And I'm simply telling them, don't worry. You're not going to have to wait long. You're going to be in a dystopia and die too. So go ahead and pretend like you're part of the power structure. You're not. But then there's the real Luciferians on top who actually believe Lucifer's God. They're bringing balance to the universe, and they're very sad about what they have to do. And this is all part of a greater plan. They're instruments of this incredible transformation that they call it, this transcendence that's happening. So they've already begun injecting people with the time-delayed kill switches. They're already spraying us with nanotech. They're already putting in all the food. It's the attack has begun. We are now being murdered. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener. I'm a self-employed 66-year-old senior who last November moved from the suburbs of Detroit to leave the Nazi governor, moved to the panhandle of Florida. And at the time, my family and friends thought I'd lost my mind. They no longer think that way, but at the time they did. And I want to say, God bless you. Stay on the air. The devil is a liar. I'm going to plug one of your products. I listen all the time, and I heard this guy talking about the iodine supplement X2 saying, well, he's been taking it, his memory's getting better, and he's having dreams. And I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I had to go back to Michigan for 3 weeks for business. I came back, and for a week, I had massive sinus headache, massive sinus condition, and an earache that was driving me nuts. I said, you know what? I'm going to try the X2. I had just gotten it. 2 days later, earache was gone. Sinuses were cleared. No headaches. I couldn't believe it. The stuff is real. It works. So anyways, I want to thank you for all that.
Leading an assault on the lies of the New World Order is the InfoWar. All right. So, let me start this way. If I came over to your house and you were sitting there cooking dinner with your family, maybe you had the TV on in the background, and the lights went off, and you said, let me go check the breaker box, and you went and checked the breaker box, that's fine, and you hear some banging outside, and you walk outside, and I'm there, or some other crazy person's there, with a sledgehammer smashing the power box. You'd say, stop that. I'm calling the police. Or maybe you take your gun outside. You'd say, get on the ground. Calling 911. But if you said you were saving the earth from the universities and the mainstream media, well, then that's okay if you just cut the power off and tell you it's for your own good because you're part of a wonderful transition. And you say, but hey, carbon's not bad for the earth, and we don't have a replacement for this yet, and you've blocked the replacements. Shh, no, Putin did it, and the gas stations. But you just said it was a transition. You just said it was good. And then if you go to the Davos Group's own website, it's linked on their Wikipedia, they say, we're going to capture democracies and end republic forms of government, and that we're going to have elite stakeholder corporate and governmental groups at the international level that make all the decisions. I mean, it says it on his Wikipedia with a link to him, a declaration of tyranny, a declaration of I run your life. I being Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, I the technocrat, I your new lord, your master, and you just have to accept that because the world's collapsing and we're going to save you from the collapse. And the end of the world in 2030, Al Gore says, and AOC says, and Beto O'Rourke says. So they're there destroying it. They're there taking over. They're there, quote, capturing democratic structures and institutions. And it's a James Bond villain bragging about it. And then when we bring it up and say we don't want it, they gaslight us and say there's no world government. There's no Agenda 2030. No, we just have the UN yesterday pledging control of the UN to Klaus Schwab to execute Agenda 2030. And we have the Agenda 2030 plan that is the total shutdown of all fossil fuels. So this is war, ladies and gentlemen, and everything else is a side issue. This is tyranny, and this is corporations with a global social credit score working in concert together once it's in place, and it's almost in place, to penalize and attack you for your political or spiritual or cultural views and to force you into compliance of what you eat and where you go and who you associate with. I mean, this is an electronic straitjacket they're putting on. And they bet and they count on people being ignorant and not knowing. Well, I'm not in a hypnotized state. I'm not in a trance. I'm not in a dream state. I'm not daydreaming. I'm conscious when they do this gaslighting, and it's just frustrating and disgusting because they won't have a real discussion. They have no respect for us. But those of you out there that kind of live in a la-la land, they are ruling over you. They are controlling every facet of your mind, and they want to hurt you. And, you know, my biggest failure is I thought once we exposed the New World Order, almost everybody would join us against it because it's so dystopic and horrible. But so many people are subconsciously cowards and just want to fit in and succeed. So many people I woke up, learned how the New World Order operated, and used this broadcast to ascend in it. I've sat there with well-known billionaires, many of them, in off-record meetings. And they basically have told me that, and I've experienced that for myself. Because it's only the top-level ones that even understand how it all interfaces together. They just are yes men, they carry out their operations, they deceive the public, they get good at their area of evil. But most of them don't have the research, the time, or the desire to reverse engineer the whole thing. We've done that, and then all we've done is basically put out into the open sector the knowledge of evil. I thought by explaining how evil works to people, they would say they didn't want to be part of it. But instead, I have become the serpent and gotten people to actually eat the fruit. Now, that's a little serpent, not a capital S serpent. I'm not a bad person, and I want to do good, but I have now gotten enough knowledge to really realize how sophisticated all of this is. And not having the knowledge of evil doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean you're bad. It means you're just so natural and wholesome and following God's program that you have free will, but you don't want to deviate from it because it's so good you never thought about it. Knowledge of evil is creating little false systems to get people to plug into something that isn't natural, and it seems okay and it seems alternative, but once you do that, then it opens up other systems and other programs of evil. And now it's not just little eddy pools of corruption and evil, and anti-human garbage. Now it's giant whirlpools, black holes of cultural and spiritual destruction. It's false systems of insanity, false systems that don't work, that they then impose over reality and wage war against reality itself. Now, obviously, we're already fallen and have knowledge of evil, and we're already in an evil system that manipulates, that's absorbing the bones of our goodness and what was finally left, the vestigial remnants of human-based, common-sense, logic-based systems are falling. And with it, like a dam breaking, the flood of tyranny and pain comes with it. So I'm not trying to give people the knowledge of evil so that they can carry out evil. I'm trying to explain to people who are naive to this to understand you're marinating in a sea of corruption designed to dissolve your very soul. But only by being conscious of the serpent knowledge and the fact that it's a double-edged sword can we transcend it through Christ. We can't do it ourselves. It's a spiritual choice to ask God in and rewrite our program so that we can be at least partially free of this satanic template. But we were born into Satanism. We were born into mental illness. We were born into the fraud. And only by saying to God, I have free will, I open myself, come into me, cleanse me, purify me, can you even have a hope of escaping this. So that's really what this is. That's what this is. And if you don't understand that, you don't have any hope. None of us have any hope. But we do through God, and that God's real, and God gave us this free will, and this is a major test we're going through. PrepareWithAlex.com, hyperlinks to PrepareToday.com, which is run by our great Swerbal Foods distributor and the great folks over there. And they have all the food in stock and the water filters and the air filters and all these other best-selling survival and preparedness items many of which are the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. Could you find something on there maybe lower in Amazon? Yeah, you want to support the New World Order? The point is almost all of it's the lowest price you're going to find. It's all very competitive. PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. It's all there ready to ship now. And this is how you beat inflation. You buy food now, and as the price goes up, you save money. I told you this 30 months ago. Those of you that bought food then, boy, were you smart. And it's only going to go up anyway. So even if you waited or didn't do it, now is the time to stop procrastinating. PrepareToday.com and be smart. Separately, we hold back items for people that sign up for auto ship with an additional 10% off. And they overheld some stuff. So it's coming back in late July, they think. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, one of our best-selling products. High-quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So tasty, so great for children, adults, you name it. Put a scoop of it in water, some ice. Tastes amazing. Does so many great things because it's liquid. You absorb a lot more of it than pills, even if they're high quality. We found 1,100 bottles of that because of a miscalculation with auto ship we had. It'll sell out probably today. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And despite the fact that it'll sell out today, it's still 25% off. And I'm going to stop right there now, and I'm going to move back to your phone calls. Other than saying this, I talked to Dinesh D'Souza five weeks ago, with I think the most important documentary ever proving that they stole the election. And I said, I bet I'll buy 100,000 DVDs from you because people want to have it in their archive. And it's such a historic film. And we bought 20,000. I said, I think we'll be reordering it every few weeks. We've only sold out half of these. And I'm not mad at the audience. I just think you're crazy. With all the censorship online, with what's happening, you need this historic film on your shelf to show friends, family, neighbors, your office, your boss, your employees, your church, whoever. And so we have it. We have Cobaland 3, The Shot, getting into how deadly The Shot is. Both those are discounted together, but everybody needs them. InfoWarsStore.com. But I'll be quite frank, I'm surprised more people haven't got it. I think you're crazy when you're over on the site getting other products to not get this, and it keeps the show on the air. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.